NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by DuPont Golden 7, the oil treatment that makes cars take off like a whisper.
Listen again on the Hour when DuPont Golden 7 brings you NBC Monitor News.
Just leave your dial on it, here's the monitor. Lean back and stay a while on it, here's the monitor.
Monitor is 12. We first went on the air June 10th, 1955. And the world has changed a little since then. Some of the important changes will be pointed out in a few minutes by Chet Huntley. Some things don't change much. About 12 years ago, we reported that a fella had been arrested for standing on the seat of his motorcycle while ripping through Sunday traffic. He said to the state patrolman, "I felt like stretching, but I didn't want to waste time stopping." Anyways, welcome to the weekend world of Monitor, brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7 oil treatment and 42 other fine car care products. Group's known as Harper's Bazaar. This one's not so bizarre and is known as Bob and Ray.
We're Bob and Ray at DuPont Winnipeg headquarters again. The phone is really busy here as people call in to find out how they can participate in the Winnipeg sweepstakes. Hello?
Hello, hey, you guys are doing a great job.
Well, thank you. What's your question?
Now, as I understand it, I can win a Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar.
Or a new car of the same name, yes.
And all I have to do is fill in a free entry blank available wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont auto products.
Right.
Well, what I want to know is...
Oh, he disconnected himself. Winnipeg headquarters.
I hope I won't throw a pall over things, but my Wildcat died.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It was hit by a truck while double parked.
You mean your car, the Wildcat?
Yes, I had to put a bullet in the hood. Now I desperately need another one for my work as a troubleshooter for a toothpick company.
Well, enter the DuPont Winnipeg sweepstakes, and maybe you'll win one of the new cars or 777 other prizes.
Then it's not all a put-on.
No, ma'am. Pick up an entry blank and see. Hello?
Hi, it's me again. Now, what I want to know is...
No purchase required. Sweepstakes void where prohibited. But do you know people talk faster than they used to? About 200 words a minute, as opposed to 175? That was the speaking rate some sweepstakes? I guess people read faster, too. Speed reading courses have helped. Don't know if they hear any faster, which might be beneficial. Because of the rate things are happening in this world, everybody's kind of hard put to keep up. NBC correspondent Chet Huntley has reported world events for a number of years. Right now, he'll summarize the past 12 years for us in about 3 minutes.
As you have heard, Monitor, this weekend service of NBC Radio, is observing its 12th birthday. To paraphrase T.S. Eliot slightly, we have measured out these 12 years in weekend broadcasts, too many of them concentrating on crises. 1955 was a rather propitious time for the birth of Monitor. The Soviets had agreed, incredibly, to a peace treaty for Austria, and they were packing up trainloads of Austrian loot and going home. We are still hard put to explain how the Austrian agreement came about. But Stalin was gone, and Soviet leadership was variously shifting about among Bulganin, Malenkov, and Khrushchev. A summit conference was held that summer of 1955 in Geneva, and there appeared to be a new spirit of international cooperation in the air. The bloodletting in Korea had come to an end, and there was not a war anywhere. In 1956, Dwight D. Eisenhower was elected for the second time, and the world seemed safe enough that he could serve notice on some of his fellow Republicans that he would coast through the next 4 years. But 1956 was a startling year. The roof blew off in Budapest on the last of October, and it blew off again in the Middle East. After the Russian tanks had put down the last of the uprising in Hungary, the Soviet Union essayed the damage it had done to its world prestige. Another batch of communists left the parties in the various countries of the world. It was as bad as the Duclos letter or the Molotov-Ribbentrop pact. A year later, some of Moscow's prestige was restored when it recorded the sensational first with its Sputnik. The space age came upon us on a crash basis in October 1957. 1958 was the year of the agony of France, when that nation walked to the brink of civil war, when the Republic went down, and when de Gaulle was summoned out of retirement. It was that same summer that American armed forces went ashore in Lebanon to head off what appeared to be a communist-inspired war of liberation in that tiny country. Then 1960 was upon us, and it was an exciting political year. In 1961, the United States inaugurated its youngest president, and the Kennedy years were opened. And then in quick succession, the abortive attack on Cuba, the missile crisis centering in Cuba, and the gradual buildup of the war in Vietnam. And then that tragic and incomprehensible Friday of November 1963, and the advent of the Johnson years, followed soon by the announcement of the Great Society. 12 crowded years. We have to be a somewhat different people from that of 1955. We're just not sure how. It's quite likely we are much more aware of this incredibly rich and productive economy of ours. We are conscious of our youth, who appear to be intent on making some changes. We are more, if not completely, intent on creating here the first successful, multiracial, and free society. The concentrated drive in behalf of that also began about 12 years ago. This is Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
In light of those events of the past 12 years, consider the prediction made in 1955 by columnist James Reston. He said, "Everybody will coexist unhappily with everybody else, disagreeing, meanwhile, on the meaning of coexistence." Latest by Nancy Sinatra. Championship Golf from the Buick Open in about a minute and a half here on the Monitor Beacon.
This is Walt Olson of the Los Angeles Dodgers saying best wishes and happy birthday to Monitor.
Thank you, sir. Okay, sports fans, especially you golf fans, Monitor continues coverage of that $100,000 tournament, the Buick Open. After a four-second pause, we switch to Len Dillon at the Warwick Hills Golf and Country Club, Grand Blanc, Michigan.
Thank you, Henry. The leader of the 10th annual Buick Open in the clubhouse at the moment with a 72-hole total, two under par, Bert Yancey with a 286. However, out on the course, there's a 47-year-old youngster who is slowly but surely tightening his grip on his second Buick championship. Julius Boros is 5-under through 69 holes. Yancey, as I mentioned, in the clubhouse, 2-under with through 72. He's finished. Sykes, 2-under through 69. Bob Goldby, 1-under through 69. Kermit Zarley is all even after 69 holes. Tommy Weisskopf, who is on the 18th green at the moment, all even through 71. If he pars this hole, he will be through 72. Crampton, 1-over through 69. Guy Berger, 1-over through 69. Weisskopf just missed a long putt on the 18th. And Stan, 1-over through 72. Again, Yancey, the leader in the clubhouse, 2-under, 286 for 72. But on the course, 47-year-old Julius Boros, 5-under through 69. It looks like he might win his second Buick championship. Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Another report live from the Buick Open a bit later.
We're Bob and Ray with more about DuPont Auto Products, exciting Winnipeg sweepstakes.
Many people have been asking, are you guys kidding?
Are you really giving away a Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar?
Are they really going to let the winners choose a new car of the same name if they don't want the pet?
You bet they are, gang.
But why believe us, Bob and Ray? Listen to some of the letters that have been pouring into Winnipeg headquarters.
Miss P.K. writes, holy sweepstakes, I thought it was a big put-on until I saw the free entry blank on the DuPont Golden 7 display at my gas station. I'm convinced now, and I hope to win a Wildcat to go with my husband's Jaguar.
Did she say whether her husband's Jaguar is the car or the beast?
No.
This one says, I want to win a Mustang so I can crossbreed it with my moose and have a Moose-tang. Or the Barracuda with my eel and get an electric Barracuda.
Another lady writes, I get these awful headaches that start over my ears.
Now, how did that letter get in there? That's wrong.
Well, never mind. Win a pet. Pick up an entry blank wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont Auto products.
You never talked that way before.
Nope. No purchase required. Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law. Other expert on nothing with opinions on everything, Al Capp.
I was on Monitor, you know, 12 years ago when it started, but it recovered, built up its strength, and I'm on it now again 12 years later. I won't predict where I'll be 12 years from now, but there are a couple of predictions about Monitor I think I can make. 12 years from now, in 1979, Monitor will report that the miniskirt is on its last legs. Kate Smith will have bought one. By 1979, 12 years from now, Monitor will report that the U.S. Marines will have finally changed their motto to, in case of enemy attack, make love, not war. By 1979, there'll be no further argument as to who is an intellectual and who isn't. That will have been settled before the end of this year, 1967, when Arthur Schlesinger, Jr., was officially designated an intellectual because he wrote about presidents and Lyndon Johnson and know-nothing because he was president. By 1979, after the 21-year-olds became the most numerous group and gave the 18-year-olds the vote, and they became the most numerous group and gave the 12-year-olds the vote, and so on down the line, by 1979, the four-year-olds will get the vote, and they'll elect Ken and Barbie, president and first lady. Now, voters over four will have temper tantrums, but they'll quiet down when Ken and Barbie turn out to be a couple of real dolls. And this is Al Capp extending his best wishes to all of you unfortunate enough to survive into the future on NBC's Monitor.
What kind of talk is that for a birthday party? I hate to think what Al will say on our 13th birthday. You know how he is about teenagers. Lovable Al, Monitor's other expert on nothing with opinions on darn near everything.
This is highly regarded Wally Ballou at the famous discount store House of Lowe. I'm in the automotive department where they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other fine DuPont auto products. Many people here are busily filling in the free entry blanks for the Win a Pet sweepstakes.
Now, I don't have to buy anything, just fill in the blank, and I can win a pet Wildcat, Mustang, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, Jaguar, or new car of the same name.
That's right, man. Which would you choose?
Well, I have no place to keep a Marlin or Barracuda. You never really get to know a Jaguar.
Well, you'd take the car.
No, I can't drive. I think I'd settle for the Impala. I hear they're very affectionate and easily housebroken.
I see.
Attention, House of Lowe shoppers. A special treat in the automotive department. A highly regarded reporter, Wally Ballou, is at the DuPont Golden 7 display. Go say hello and enter the Win a Pet sweepstakes.
You're Wally Ballou.
Oh, that's right, ma'am.
I can see why TV hasn't beckoned. I have to run along.
Well, everybody seems to have left the area, so this is Wally Ballou returning it.
Sweepstakes prohibited where void by law. From the Monkees by the Golden Gate Strings.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Cap Basie, and this time I'd like to say a happy birthday to Monitor's 12th. Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, oh, Monitor. Happy birthday to you.
Don't think I ever heard Bill Basie sing before. Well, he apparently does on special occasions. This two-day birthday party will be continued after a short break. The wonderful weekend world of Monitor is being brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7, and a complete line of car care products. H. Morgan here in Bismarck, North Dakota. Our friends are tuned to KFYR, the powerful voice of NBC in the Dakotas.
Monitor's birthday celebration continues throughout the weekend on the NBC Radio Network.
Know how Schaefer got to be the best-selling beer in the East? By being consistent. By consistently delivering flavor that never fades. Not in the second glass, not in the third. Schaefer gives you first beer pleasure every time around. So next time you buy beer, buy the best. Schaefer, the best-selling beer in the East.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
What are you trying? It's NBC. Monitor on NBC.
Monitor
on radio. It's NBC.
Monitor, the on-the-go show since 1955. And we've been everywhere, taking you with us, of course. In June of 1965... All of us were spellbound as Major Edward White made the first walk in space. In 4 minutes, an exploration of what the next 10 or 12 years will bring in the world of space. The weekend world of Monitor, this whole weekend, brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7 oil treatment and 42 other fine car care products. Tune here for our 12 going on 13 years, another go-round by Betty Madigan.
I want to have another go-around. This world, this good old
Winnipeg headquarters.
Hi. Just a second while I go lower my radio.
Sure thing.
Okay.
Oh, I think he disconnected himself. Hello, Winnipeg headquarters.
Listen, these pets being given away by DuPont Auto Products, is this for real?
Oh, yes, sir. It certainly is.
Do they have pedigree papers?
Yes, except for the Marlin and Barracuda. However, if you choose a car, they all have registration papers.
Thank you. See, Martha, I told you they were serious.
Hello?
Hey, it's me again. I lowered my radio.
Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law.
This is Dinah Shore. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Monitor. Happy birthday to you.
No greeting could be finer than one from Aunt Dinah. On this anniversary program, we've been contrasting life in the mid-50s with life today. Back in the 50s, it was predicted that a lot of things would get better. The traffic problem, for example. It was said that we'd work out a solution by now. People wouldn't drive downtown in big cities. They'd park on the edge of town and have some sort of public transportation to take them into town. Perhaps a moving sidewalk. I would like to predict that you will be on the moon before you see a moving sidewalk. Peter Hackus, NBC News, Washington, reviews the developments in the world of space.
Possibly in no other field has the last 12 years been so amazing as in the world of space. Back in June 1955, when Monitor was going through its birth pangs, the space age still hadn't been born. A month later, in July 55, the U.S. did announce it would try to put an unmanned satellite into orbit as part of the research of the International Geophysical Year. It was a first. But manned spaceflight was still relegated to the dream world of Buck Rogers. Even the most highly informed pioneers of the day thought it might take till the end of this century before man would fly in space. The dangers, it was thought, were just too great at the moment. In fact, there were those who felt it might even be too dangerous for passengers to fly aboard the pressurized cabins of the new commercial jet airliners, which were introduced, you recall, that year. Since then, it's been one important advance after another. Weather and spy satellites, manned flights, space walks, satellites that bring TV across the ocean. We've had close-up pictures of the moon and trips out to the vicinity of Mars and Venus.
This coming Wednesday, it so happens, NASA will begin Monitor's second 12 years by sending another vehicle out to Venus. It's called Mariner 5, and it will get to Venus in about 4 months from now. By 1979, they tell me, we'll have sent unmanned probes out to all the planets, even to the far reaches of Pluto, to find out what they're really like. The world of space is literally endless. Over the next 12 years, by 1979, American scientists will have established quite a group on the moon, perhaps as many as 50 people living there for periods of 1 year or longer. If all goes well, we may, then, be within a year or two of sending a man in a looping orbit around Mars and back, first step toward landing on that planet. Communication satellites will be in orbit, relaying color TV programs direct to our sets at home from far distant points. By then, we'll have those Earth Resources satellites, spotting diseased crops and forests, spotting underground mineral resources. By 1979, the experts say there'll be a sky full of manned laboratories, each carrying at least 8 or 10 men, some of them with crews from many nations. Many of these space labs will be joined together after they're launched into orbit, so we may have a cluster of several of them joined together in space. Space advances over the next 12 years will be exciting and important, and they won't stop in 1979. Monitor, of course, will be on hand to continue to cover them as they occur. Peter Hackus, NBC News, Washington.
Late sports results from Mel Allen and another on-the-spot report from the Buick Open in about 8 minutes on the Monitor Beacon.
If you'd like to be sure of a jet every time you fly, welcome to the world of Transworld Airlines. Now TWA is all jet, the first airline in the U.S. to give you a jet on every domestic flight. That means you're always on a jet when you're on TWA. For a short hop, a flight across the country, or a trip to Europe, Africa, or Asia. Next trip, nationwide or worldwide. Fly with the leader. Fly TWA.
Welcome to the world of Transworld.
TWA flies the most non-stop jets to St. Louis, 8 a day, from early morning to late evening. For St. Louis, call TWA.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of people.
Monitor made its radio debut in 1955. Jack Benny made his in 1932. And back then, Mr. Benny came on the air and he said, "Hello, everybody. This is Jack Benny. There will be a slight pause while everybody says, 'Who cares?'" Well, the listeners did care and still do, of course. In the early days of Monitor, we asked Jack how he started doing comedy, and he said this.
While in the Navy, I was put in what they call the Navy Relief Society, which were a group of entertainers that we gave shows for the Navy Relief. And there were sailor shows written. And in this show, I was to play the violin. But the fellow who was writing this show, an amateur playwright, he wanted me to read one comedy line. And the rest, whatever else I had to do in the show, was strictly violin, just playing the violin. And I read it at rehearsal. He liked the way I read it. And he started to add dialogue for me. And he kept embellishing the part and embellishing it and making it larger and larger. And finally, when the show opened, we opened at the Great Northern in Chicago, the auditorium, I wound up with the comedy part of the whole show. And I'd never talked before this. Well, in a sailor suit, you've got a lot of nerve, you know. You're not afraid to tackle anything. So I had all this talk and all this comedy besides my violin specialty. So when I got out of the Navy, I decided that I'd go back into vaudeville, as long as I was getting laughs, as a monologist, but hold the fiddle and play it a lot.
And that's the way Jack Benny explained his start as a monologist when he visited Monitor back in 1956, another year when he was only 39.
I have 39 slightly used candles left over from my last birthday party. You're welcome to 12 of them, Monitor. That's my present to you, and happy birthday. Oh, one more thing. Would you send them back when you're through with them?
word from our hosts this weekend, DuPont Auto Products. Is your car engine giving you more problems than power? Maybe it's time you did something about it. If it makes more noise than it should, or burns more oil, or doesn't give you all the pep and power it should, add a little DuPont Golden 7 oil treatment. Then sit back and hear the difference. Feel the difference out on the road. DuPont Golden 7 quiets engine noise, cuts down on oil burning, perks up horsepower, gives your engine a boost by improving performance 7 ways. And your engine not only runs smoother, it stays in top condition longer. So whenever you add or change oil, put in a can of DuPont Golden 7 oil treatment, the extra touch in your oil that improves engine performance 7 ways. Put that purr back into your engine's power. You'll find DuPont Golden 7 makes your car take off like a whisper. This bulletin from NBC News. NBC News correspondent Pauline Frederick reports that there will be an emergency session of the UN Security Council tonight at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, called by Syria over alleged violations by Israel of the ceasefire agreement. NBC News and Monitor will cover as events warrant.
The stars go round to the sky's bright song.
Time stirs the endless sea. Maybe time will bring you back to me. The summer was golden, their love young and new. Its bold arms, the rendezvous. But now leaves have fallen and tears fill her eyes. His warm lips, a memory as she sighs.
Time rolls the hill. Makes the stars go round to the sky's bright song.
Time stirs the endless sea. Maybe time will bring you back to me. The snow's come and gone now, and still they're apart. How empty her yearning heart. But spring brings its promise, and old memories burn. While she dreams with summer he'll return.
Time rolls the hills along, makes the stars go round to the sky's bright song.
Time stirs the endless sea. Maybe time will bring you back to me. Maybe time will bring you back.
Ed Ames, and at the Monitor Sports Desk now, Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, Henry. Hello there, everybody. Monitor is following the progress of the Buick Open this weekend, and for another report, we'll pause 4 seconds and then switch to Len Dillon at the Warwick Hills Golf and Country, Grand Blanc, Michigan.
Thank you, Mel. The leader in the 10th annual Buick is Bert Yancey. He's in the clubhouse with 286, two under par for 72 holes. But the apparent winner looks to be steady Julie Boros. He's down the 18th fairway waiting for the next of the last threesome, which includes Kermit Zarley, to clear the green. And Zarley puts out and he'll finish with a 287, one under for 72. But Boros is five under through 71. And in his threesome, Dick Sykes and Bob Golby, and they are two under through 71. So it looks like Julie Boros is going to win another Buick Open. He won this one, you know, back in 1963. And he has had rounds during this tournament of 72, 72, and 70. So you can see why I say steady Julie Boros. It looks like Boros will win it, but we'll be back with a final report. From Grand Blanc, Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Thank you very much, Len. And now the baseball results. Completed the games only. American League, first game of a doubleheader. Boston beat Washington 4-3. Santiago the winner over Baldwin. Home runs, Casanova and Howard for Washington. Howard's 15th, his fourth in 3 days. Chicago beat the New York Yankees 2-1 in the first game. O'Toole the winner over Stottlemyre. National League, Philadelphia trounced Pittsburgh 14-1. Bunning beat Fryman. Oliver homered for Philadelphia. First game, it was Chicago 5, New York Mets 3, Jenkins bested Taylor. Home runs, Phillips for the Cubs, Davis for the Mets. First game, Houston beat Cincinnati 7-4. Cuellar the winner, Pappas the loser. Home runs, Aspromonte for the Astros, Pavletich for the Reds. First game, it was St. Louis 8, Los Angeles 7, Bryles the winner, Miller the loser. Home runs, Wes Parker and Jim LaFever for the Dodgers. Two other baseball notes, the Phillies sold Tito Francona to the Braves. And plate umpire Lee Wire says that Brave pitcher Tony Cloninger will be fined $50 for allegedly throwing at the Giants' Ollie Brown in the fifth inning of last night's game. For the second year in a row, the United States and Ford have captured the Le Mans 24-hour endurance race. The winning car, a 7-liter Ford Mark IV, driven by Dan Gurney and three-time Indianapolis 500 champion A.J. Foyt, traveled a record 3,249 miles at a record average speed of 135.4 miles per hour. Ferraris took second and third, Ford fourth, and Porsche fifth. Ted Webb will have complete details later today on Sport of Speed. In Berlin, the United States defeated Britain to retain the Federation Cup, the women's equivalent of the Davis Cup. Rosemary Casals of San Francisco defeated Virginia Wade 9-7-8-6, and Billie Jean King of Long Beach, California, downed Ann Hayden Jones 6-3-6-4. And that's the late sports news, Henry. Mel Allen here, friends, reminding you that for more features and news from the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor.
Mel Allen's been with us for years and years. He's what we call a regular. And these two were part of the family, too, for years, Bob and Ray.
How would you like to win a pet from DuPont Auto Products?
A unique pet, like a Mustang, Wildcat, Barracuda, Marlin, Impala, or Jaguar.
If you don't want the pet, you can have a new car of the same name.
It's easy. Nothing to buy. Just fill in one of the free entry blanks available wherever they sell DuPont Golden 7 and other DuPont Auto Products, and you can be a winner.
Just think, a real live Mustang.
That's a wild or semi-wild North American horse.
A Wildcat.
Fierce, undomesticated North American cat, like your lynx or bobcat.
Barracuda.
A cranky, edible pike-like tropical fish.
Marlin.
A large deep-sea fish related to the sailfish.
Impala.
I couldn't find an impala, cry Bob and Ray.
Forget it. An impala is a reddish African antelope. Males have large black lyrate horns.
Or the ever-popular jaguar.
Large, wild, central,
the
south...
The jaguar is here live.
Sweepstakes void where prohibited by law.
Thank you.
good old tune by Bert Kempfert. This weekend, several folks we know are also celebrating a birthday. Yesterday was Judy Garland's, Gardner McKay's, and June Haver's. Today, Reza Stevens, John Bromfield, Robert Hutton have birthdays. Best wishes. This is Henry Morgan. Nice being with you on this Monitor anniversary. The whole weekend being brought to you by DuPont Auto Products, makers of Golden 7 and a complete line of car care products.
This is your NBC Monitor. This is your NBC Monitor. This is your station, the pulse of the nation. It's NBC.
You know, even though New York is one of the world's most exciting cities, there aren't many places where you can go dancing without spending a whole lot of money. Well, with one exception, Roseland Dance City at 52nd Street, just west of Broadway. Yes, at sophisticated Roseland Dance City, the world's most famous ballroom cafe, you can dance the night away to the music of two great bands. And today, your dancing started at 3:30 in the afternoon until closing. Your entire cost for uncrowded dancing on the largest, most sensationally spacious dance floor you've ever seen is a mere $2. And prices in the glamorous terrace restaurant for delicious food and drink are surprisingly modest. So take your mate or date today to the world's most famous and famously air-conditioned ballroom cafe for the ultimate in dancing enjoyment. That's Roseland Dance City on 52nd Street, just west of Broadway. Problems? Don't try your patience, try our doctor. Call Dr. Brothers on Plaza 7-8866, weekdays at 9. WNBC, New York.